Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing? How is your holy month of Ramadan going?
It's almost over, and I'm so sad.
Really? Do you not look forward to it like, you know, oh gosh, then I can eat and drink in the middle of the day? Is it actually something
It's so special. Like, you know, it's a month of charity.
Yes,
so
yes, you've explained that, which is phenomenal.
You can't beat that feeling of giving, man. Yeah. You can't beat it.
That's
so
amazing.
And you never feel like you've done enough. It's like, there's nothing like Muslim guilt.
Oh.
I was a Catholic before, and Catholic guilt was pretty
really? Really? I didn't know that. I've heard of Catholic guilt. I certainly live with Jewish guilt. I didn't know about Muslim guilt.
No, like you never feel like you've done enough and you're like, oh no, it's the last Friday of Ramadan. So, I mean, Friday is special, like it's your Shabbat.
Of course.
Jumu'ah Mubarak. And it's the last one and it's meant to be Laylatul al-Qadr, they think, the day the Quran was revealed to the world.
Ah.
So, and it's a very special night. So if you, any good deed you do to, maybe today, they don't say exactly which day, any good deed you do today or any prayers you offer tonight are multiplied by 100, by 80 years worth of doing the same thing every day. It's a very, very special night for the Muslims tonight. And then, Ramadan will be over early next week, inshallah. But anyway, what a week.
What a week. I was thinking of you the other night, Wednesday night, when Ace suspended just about everybody. I was hoping that he didn't get to you and you'd still be here on Fridays and you weren't suspended. I was saying it was like an Oprah show. You get a suspension and you get a suspension. Everybody gets a suspension.
Exactly what I, in fact, that was going to be the title of my weekly report. It was going to be South Africa, the Oprah show where everybody gets a suspension.
I love
it. But it was too long to fit into the headlines. So it's called The Nation Held in Suspense.
Oh, I love that. That is awesome. What a great header. What a great title.
What an absolute cracker of a week for news media. I don't know how they kept up. I certainly didn't. So Ace got suspended and I missed that headline. I've been waiting for that for the longest time and I missed it and got schooled by a client about it. So like I was very upset with myself. Anyway, when I went to go look and I was all excited. Then I saw that Jesse Duarte had to serve the notice. I mean, my goodness, imagine that.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden the SG, so-called suspended SG, in his suspension, suspended President Ramaphosa. And I thought, oh, what fake news. Fake. Went to go look, and my word, it was
That
true.
Was exactly my reaction. I thought, I'm not talking about this. I'm not retweeting. I want to know that this is true. But only in South Africa, it is.
It is true, and it was true. The drama got wilder. Pulemabe came out and said that they're dealing with the letter. And then the presidency came out and said he'd never been charged with a crime, Ramaphosa. So he can't have been suspended. The next thing, we were in Parliament. So it was like this roller coaster. And then all of a sudden we were in Parliament and right at the top of the hill. And it was like, wow, now he's going to answer all these questions. And of course, the EFF, look, firstly, can we have a word about Deputy Speaker Solomon Senroli? I would vote him for president.
That's interesting.
This man took that room that was unruly, rude, disrespectful, spoke over one another, had zero decorum, and he even said it. Can you have a modicum of decorum? Just try, just for the next 2 hours. The rest of your life, you can go do what you like. But in this house, you need to hold some decorum.
Which is right, of course.
Not decorum, as her name called it, but certainly decorum. So he shut them down. The only thing is, he's not in control of the Zoom chat.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is a very big problem because people are talking over each other. I mean, you saw Uncle Gwede's face come on the screen and then Julius's name flash off the screen and people were screaming at each other. And like, just can you push the mute button? Mute all. There's a mute all button, guys.
Yeah, and what a powerful tool. I love that mute button. I know that in many of family Zoom meetings, they won't let me have control because I mute everybody. It's like the power goes to my head and then no one gets a word in. I do love it, but I have been suspended for that reason.
Mm. Oh, well, I mean, Mr. President, said to, Steenhuisen that it was nobody's business.
Which I think is wrong, by the way.
It wasn't his business.
I think that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
To say that it's all of our business.
I mean, okay, like let's be fair, the DA have got a lot of their own stuff.
Of course, but they're not the ruling party. Ace Magashule and the president being suspended actually is, I mean, not that he was, but it actually is all of our business.
It's the most important thing in this country right now for 100%. Every South African.
And it's a fair question to say, does it affect the rollout? Is it affecting how we are looking, how you guys are managing this pandemic if you are busy fighting with each other? No matter who asked that, whether absolutely. It's a Steenhuisen or Malema, these are absolutely relevant questions.
They absolutely were. I mean, Steenhuisen also doing the maths on the 41 million doses of the vaccine that are meant to be here with the, over the next 6 to 7 months, and how we'll all be vaccinated by the end of the year, which is just rubbish.
We
can't even draw a bath, let alone draw a schedule for people to be vaccinated. 100%. Come on. Then the president referred to Thatcher and dropped this word cadre deployment, this term, cadre deployment, and replaced it with cadre development. See, because cadre deployment, darling, is bad PR. Development is much better PR.
I must write that down.
You can't even deal. Mm. Yeah, you must write that down. And then he quoted Thatcher. I mean, are you sure?
Yeah, that was a strange move.
And it startled me, I must be honest. Wonder what the Argentinian people think of that, but anyway. Then the president made one comment that hit me, and it hit me like hard in the chest. He said, some of us have not slept, some of us are beset with anxiety about what will happen to our fellow countrymen. And I looked at him again. I looked at what was this giant of a man for us, and that we believed was really going to save us. I looked at his tired eyes and his monotone voice because, my God, can he put me to sleep? When he answers a question, he repeats himself a million times, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And, you know, during this time, I thought, okay, well, if there was an appraisal process for politicians' performance, how would I score this man? And in my opinion, he's used far too much money in his term. Mm. And loaned far too much money. The debt keeps rising. State capture has unraveled, which is now a fait accompli because the president said in parliament that the ANC is no longer captured. So the question to Zondo from the beginning was, is it captured? So he basically answered that. And yet Ubaba sits at home and drinks sweet tea. More than that, I mean, Ubaba, Jacob Zuma, who is the reason for all this, factional fighting we're seeing, the reason State Capture Commission is about to be wound up, is actually on TikTok dancing with his several wives. Did you see that?
Yeah, sure.
I can't. I just can't. And then if that wasn't outrageous enough, Carl Niehaus suing Fikile Mbalula M-Bucks for $8 million for reputational damage for a series of tweets. Are you kidding me? This is the guy who killed off his mother. His reputation always stuck.
Unbelievable.
And then while I was watching Parliament, so I was glued to the screen, the next thing I got a notification that Salim Samanga was in a fist fight. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that. Oh, no, we heard about that on the news, but I didn't actually see that. What actually happened?
Well, there's a video
there
making its rounds. There's two videos. One is how the fight started. It's a friend or a family member that apparently he owes 1 point something million to. And this guy came to the gate and was like shoving him against the gate. And the next thing, Sully pushed him, and as he pushed him, this guy just went in for full-on attack. The next thing, you've got this politician on your screen with busted lip and busted eye, and calling 10111, unlike my favorite story of the week, and we'll get there in a minute. But certainly that was unbelievable. The Queen passed away. What on earth is happening in the Zulu Kingdom? Rumors of forged wills and poisoning. That was rife. And yet another monarch laid to rest. And poor Buthelezi has to deal with this. I feel so sorry for him. You know, like, I have a
And he's not as young as he used to be.
Yeah. And yeah, this is a lot to deal with. And then we saw Lindani Myeni's funeral, the man who was killed by the US police for nothing at all. Did you follow that story?
No, I didn't.
They didn't, for ages, South Africa didn't bring back his body. We haven't made a big hoop brouhaha like we did with George Floyd. And this man didn't do a solitary thing. He was unarmed, and the police shot and killed him. A South African rugby player that was living in the USA. And we did nothing at all about it. There was no big headlines. And that's because the US owes us, we owe the US a lot of money. Let's be fair. We can't make big noise about the US. So, that brings me to Sitle Kalala, who addressed the funeral. This is the same man who promised 200 food parcels during lockdown level 5 for the entire of the KZN province. Not promised them, delivered them, only 200. So, and he said that he won't rest until Ndani's justice has been served. I don't think so. I think he's just lectionary.
I think he's already resting,
I think so too. But my story of the week, Howard, and I'm sure it's yours too, is the cash in transit guards. Did you watch that?
That was the best story. My son came running into my room saying, Dad, you've got to watch this. This is the coolest guy in the whole world, and read the comments on YouTube because like they want to make him run the world.
That was so funny. Firstly, I mean, one of the armed guards was so calm. Like, if calm was a person,
absolutely.
He didn't say a word. He just sat there like, this is a normal day's work. Nothing going on. Nothing to see here.
I mean,
Chuck Norris.
Proper Chuck Norris, proper. I'd actually like to hear from our listeners. Did you see that video? It's been trending for the entire week. It's a video of two guys. It was taken from inside of a cash in transit vehicle as they were under attack. I mean, they were literally lock and loaded. They were. It was just
shots fired.
It was incredible. And it's, I mean, it's all around the world now. Everybody's watching this video.
Absolutely. But the funniest bit, I mean, the memes are hysterical. Go and have a look. But, you know, one of the memes says, don't call 10111, you call Josh and Robbie. Because at one point,
yes, I heard that. I'm desperate to know who they are. I need to, because you don't call the police, you just call Josh.
No, I'm the Josh or Robbie. My last, that's such. But you know the tragedy here, Howard, is for sure they're getting paid a pittance.
For sure.
They're risking their lives for somebody else's cash. And the bravery that we saw in that video is just true South African heroes. Absolute heroes. So we salute you guys. We really do. Shall I wrap up?
Yes, wrap up. Absolutely.
I'm gonna wrap up with, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates.
Yes. Oh, shame.
And that Bill's on Tinder.
That is very, very funny. I saw that someone's trying to hook them up with him up with the Queen. I don't know. But,
My word. And then we had Akani Sabana make South Africa burst with pride with his performance on the World Relays. Yes. And then there's a cheetah on the loose in Johannesburg, apparently. What? It's not Prince KB. You'll know if you know. Uh-huh. Just a regular cheetah.
And that's where we leave it. Tanya Khoury, thank you as always. And absolutely awesome to chat to you. Enjoy the rest, and wishing you all the best, Ramadan Kareem. Wishing you all the best for the rest of the holy month of Ramadan. I hope that today you manage to do many, many good deeds, and may they count.